Hey, Dog Walk listeners, you can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What if the golf ball you're playing isn't the number one ball for you? Meet the all-new TP5 and TP5X from TaylorMade. Whether you prefer the softest five-layer tour ball in the TP5 or the fastest, that's now a half a club longer, in TP5X, you'll be playing a golf ball that performs like it was built just for you. Available in white, yellow, and picks, you can personalize it with my symbol. No matter which you choose, every TP5, TP5X is designed to help your game. Head to TaylorMadeGolf.com today to find the number one ball for you.
All right, Big Bang, welcome to the Dog Walk presented by Barstool Sports. It's Monday. It is July 25th. I mixed those up, but Snake Draft Monday. Carnival slash fair day, big day. How's everybody doing?
Couldn't be better, Ed. White Sox just swept the Brewers in Milwaukee. I don't know. That'd be me predicting time, technically.
Okay. Two things. So Marty's the guest. Marty, welcome to the show.
How are you?
How are you?
What number of appearances is this for you, Marty?
Two.
This is second. I've been getting fucking...
Oh, yeah, fucking rice balls here.
Rice balls. Because of my rice balls pick.
Yeah, he had an unofficial suspension. He made a mockery, the first one.
He did.
He took rice balls in the appetizer draft. And every time I see him, he's like, dude, when am I getting on another one? I was like, he can't make a mockery of my draft and think you're just coming and walking through that door easily again.
My draft? I thought it was our draft. Mm-hmm. I thought we all were part of this.
Wow. Edward.
That did not go to the council, Marty. That was another unilateral Red Ed decision to suspend you.
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm already pissed about today's draft. They didn't start yet.
Well, we'll get into that. Secondly, Carl, you have returned as well.
I'm glad to be back.
Welcome back. Do you feel... have you been seeing anything? Like, are you like, man, I would have crushed that one? Or was there?
I thought
like
I would have done well on the last draft until obviously the controversy that I hope we're going to get to and address. No, I mean it's been good to kind of get a break and refresh and reset. And I'll be honest, I did miss I missed the competition week to week.
Yeah, the I mean the winning.
Was it two or three? You were gone,
like five.
Was it really?
What was the last one you did?
I haven't been on.
Well, we didn't do one the 4th of July week.
Okay, that's true. Yeah,
Charleston, 2 weeks in Omaha, 4th of July, and then Newport, Rhode Island. So I've been.
It's been a while.
Fuck. It has been a while.
This summer's flown.
No, I'll recommend really, this. Yeah. If you guys get a chance next summer, it's a great couple weeks stretch there.
I do love Charleston. So. I do love Newport.
Yeah. So, yeah, we'll just bring it up. White Sox, Dave.
Yeah.
The poll shows that you won the grievances draft.
And I did.
Everybody, I think, pretty much knows otherwise.
A virtuous signaler is an awful human that should be shot in the face.
So what about people who take credit for things that they didn't really earn?
But I'm not doing that. If
it's a good point,
I mean, Carl, you went to law school a couple times, right?
A couple, did you?
Yeah.
What does onus probandi mean in Latin?
It's probably. I know exactly what you mean. The onus, the probandi, probably like something about the burden is on somebody else.
The burden of proof is on the accuser. Now, I had nothing to do with any foul play. All I did was get a notification saying that I won this week's draft. And if proven that bots were purchased or whatever to enhance my vote, then I will gladly give that back. I had nothing to do with any foul play, like I said, but if you guys want to prove otherwise, then I'll hand it back until then.
It says Section 108 written all over it.
Well, but that comment right there, if it gets proven, like, you know this conversation ends as soon as we start this snake draft. No one's ever going to do any work to prove it.
No.
So I think the good faith thing to do would just be to have no winner for last week. You should rescind that victory.
And once again.
What'd you say?
It seems like you were aware of what was going on.
Last night I was dealing with other shit though. Like I said, like I got all the tweets. I'm like, what the fuck? And I saw people saying that there's fishy business. And
according to Dante, who was following it pretty closely, he was up like 40-32% on Mr. Portnoy, and then at the 11th hour, literally the last hour, thousands of votes poured in for you.
I mean, if that. It should come to as no shock.
Can we ask, did anybody retweet it, social media, Danny? Any big retweets, any big traction on the accounts?
It was definitely juiced.
It was juiced, he said. He just said it was juiced.
I would call all those people who voted for you lemmings.
It wasn't like Jerry Reinsdorf retweeted it and was like, go vote for number one.
I did not see that. I'm not aware that Jerry Reinsdorf even has a Twitter account.
Now, to be fair, I do believe Dave. I don't think he would have known how to do this, or I don't think he
I'm sure you could easily find out. I'm sure anyone with two brain cells, which I know is a hot debate regarding myself.
Can we have
Can
we have Portnoy call Jack and just be like, what happened?
Yeah.
What happened? Can we get your people on?
And I feel like because you're defending Dave, you can be mean to him like you just were.
Like I
like,
think
I feel like you're taking advantage of the fact, like, well, I'm gonna stand up for Dave here.
I know, but no, but I
what
truly
about
do,
this?
I
what
truly
about
do
this? What about this?
Believe that he well maybe I maybe yeah, some I, or I, what I could have seen I is will, some silly DM, hey Dave. I know how to rig the poll. Do you want me to do it?
No,
100%. 100%. I go to IIT, live by 35th and Shield.
Collusion. Yeah. I will take, like, all jokes aside and put all funny business aside right now. I am shocked it took this long to choose a poll.
That's true.
I am shocked.
Like, I'm pretty sure that's why, like, LCB doesn't do their shit on Twitter, because it's, like, pretty easy to, like, I don't
this
know.
Show's got integrity, though. I feel like the fans of this show's got integrity.
Agreed. Our draft
has
integrity. I thought that.
Don't put your head up and down.
I thought it had
integrity. I mean, how many votes? Probably 3,000-4,000?
All right. Okay. So this is
no,
what
I'm
I mean.
Saying
it's over 13. I think it's 13.
So Marty makes a good point. Like, this show has always been about integrity, and that's why people who benefited from a rigged election should distance themselves from that and not claim that victory.
Good, that's good. I like that.
Prove,
for integrity.
Prove it.
And he lost like 26 straight before this. He was going to go like a year with like it was going to be a fucking big streak of losses. But regardless, that's
but,
where
I mean,
we're at.
But regardless, I mean, are we going to actually say that Portnoy's dad had a better draft than me? He was talking about things that. Like
he was the star of the show.
Yeah, he was the star of the show, but like,
I mean, should John Scott have made that All-Star game? It's just like people rally around a fucking, you know, they rally for something they believe in.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that he should have won.
I'm coming around on the fact cash only lines for five items or less doesn't exist as a grievance. That would be kind of nice.
That would make things like more difficult.
He made some compelling points.
Marty, social media Danny has number 1 through 5 behind his back. What is it?
4.
Carl.
2. 3.
Chief. Dave. Wow.
Wow. Rigged again.
I'll go with the 3rd overall pick.
Wow. All right. 1 through 4 to me. I'm going to pick 4. Marty.
2.
2. Carl.
3. I will take the 1st overall pick.
Wow.
Ooh.
Wow. All right. 1 through 3. Chief.
1. I'll take the 5th spot.
Why am I nervous?
1 or 2 to me. 1. All right, Marty, what do you want, 2nd or 4th?
4th.
All right, so I got 2nd. All right, so here's the order. Carl, Eddie, White Sox, Dave, Marty, Chief. Here's the subcategories, people. Like I said, it's carnival slash fair. I don't know. You're from, like, they got to have fairs in Long Island, right, carnivals?
Dude, when you said musical act, there's no musical.
Yeah,
acts
that one. That one.
Well,
was
listen,
a weird
listen,
one.
Listen,
hold on a
listen,
second,
yes.
Though. This clicked instantly with a couple other people, though.
Yes. Okay. Listen. Okay. Here's the five subcategories. There's rides, obviously. Generic. You're not taking whatever's at a Six Flag. You're not taking a giant drop.
Raging Bull. Yeah.
Yes. You're not taking that. You're taking the standard thing that any carnival has. There's food/beverage, which is pretty straightforward as well. There's game. That you pay money to and lose a lot. miscellaneous. and then miscellaneous. What did you say?
Jeff D'Lo just paid $100 to play the 3-block game for 91 balls and missed all of them.
Can you believe this guy right now?
Wait, what?
I mean, he's giving away picks and the draft hasn't even started.
This is rice ball
get
all
the
over.
Fuck out. I hope
what
you
are you talking
about, brown fuck?
I mean, do you not know the rules?
I know. I hope you pick it, because if you do, you're a moron.
I didn't even hear what you said, but you go into you start like, yeah.
This is what I hope you know. White Sox Dave is winning the brain off versus you.
Wow,
that's I mean, that, I mean, it's the guy who's the integrity.
You guys
already lost the integrity. Don't brain off me.
Oh, we'll go into a brain off. If you want to get into a brain off, I will spin you into circles.
That's you're the fucking worst. Keep tweeting about fucking big ass boobs.
Hey, please do that though. I like those are funny to me.
I mean,
I like when you do it.
Do I actually do that though?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes, but it's not like constant. No. You gotta pick and choose when you talk about a nice fat pair of tits.
You say yes.
Do you like them like real big and fat? Is there a size where it's too big and you like them more? You know, rounder.
Carl's trying to tee me up big time. I'm not prejudiced against tits.
No. You know? So it's like, are we talking cantaloupes, like the smaller watermelons? What are we talking?
Like the little small seedless personal watermelons?
Yeah.
Those are nice sometimes. Yeah. Like those. Yeah. Smack them around like punching bags, like you're fucking Tyson training for...
training for the fucking Lennox Lewis.
Yeah.
All right, then final subcategory, musical act. I mean, listen, if you ever went to some state fair or whatever, there's always been a musical act that you kind of chuckle at. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about the best.
Yeah.
We're talking about like, oh my God, that guy, like he was popular like 20 years ago. Okay. Had one good song.
See, like a carnival's way different than a state fair to me, though.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Carnival,
that's why I messed it.
Carnival's in like a...
like a street.
Well, it could be that, or even in like the western suburbs where I'm from, it's like, oh, it's in the grocery store parking lot.
Exactly, yeah.
Where a fair is like, you're going to the Minnesota State Fair.
And there's like hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah. And the musical act, like you said, at one point was super good, but like a carnival, there's no musical act.
I just had the carnival. The DuPage music. County Fair. Well, like you said, Kane County Exchange, which like totally resonates. Mm-hmm.
We would get like legit bands and shit.
Yeah.
Like, obscure.
The big ones, yes. But like the smaller ones is what I'm talking about. Like,
okay.
Like,
yeah.
The one that
Carl. This is Lollapalooza.
I'm going to use the example, executive decision. The one that, because Carl and I talked about it.
I don't want you to say it because I think I know what you're going to say now.
It would be very, I would be stunned if you had this one on the tip of your tongue.
Okay. There's two.
All right. Well, if I say it, I apologize.
He's made the executive decision. It's
like Bret Michaels.
Okay.
Would be like.
Yeah, okay.
That's, you know what I mean?
Okay. No one's going to draft this one. It's Collective Soul. They're at every fucking...
No, it is a category. It's a category.
So should we just put that in Collective Soul, Dave, third overall?
No. I wasn't going to take that one. There's a better one.
Exactly what you yelled at me for.
Yeah,
but no one is going to touch that one, and that's like, that's...
I mean,
no
I actually
touch that one.
The brain off is officially at a stalemate.
I think the win probability chart looks like somebody just fell off a cliff.
But like,
what was that thing?
A state fair is so much different than a carnival. I don't even think that should be a category.
But don't even think of the state. Think of the fucking county fair.
Naperville Ribfest, bro. Yeah. You got
Ribfest is fucking massive.
Ribfest is a bad example. Okay, maybe it's a bad example. Hootie and the Blowfish 2003. They were big.
He just did it too then.
But they're not eligible. If you try to take Hootie and the Blowfish, I throw you out. I'd literally throw you on a Belmont.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not.
And this is going to be a very subjective category.
So I feel like everyone, well, whatever.
But, yes.
That's why I want to talk about it.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
Miscellaneous is miscellaneous.
Yeah.
That's the one that is going to go off the rails that I'm very excited for.
Well, I mean, I know what Dave's taking.
I used to pick up girls at the carnival.
I'm sure you did, Marty.
How'd you do that?
I mean, he fit right in with his fucking snaggle teeth before he got them fixed.
That was good.
Hey, I'm back in the lead in the brain off.
The brain off. White Sox Dave's pulled. He's coming around. The White Sox Dave.
I just hit a fucking gapper with that one.
All right.
Carl.
Carl, Eddie, White Sox Dave, Marty, Chief. The official carnival/fair draft. Carl, you're on the clock.
All right. First overall pick. I am going to take... It's rare that you get a pick where it just like everything touches. If there was a Venn diagram, there'd be like six circles on the page. We'd be right in the fucking center here. I mean, this is something I love. I've got personal experience with. you can only get this in this type of environment. I'm going in the food beverage category. I'm taking a state ball. I'm taking the funnel cake.
Yeah.
I have to take a funnel cake. When I woke up this morning, I was coming in. I was like, I just can't stomach the idea of one of you guys having a funnel cake with how much I love funnel cake. And it's only available in these situations.
Sox Park baseball games. But
yeah, I mean, yeah. Well, you know, you guys are basically fucking commies.
That was rude, but I'm not going to even attempt to combat that. that's the clear-cut number one, I think.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. I think it's up there. It's one of those things where it's like
you can't really debate it.
You can't debate it, and you know, like, the only reason it's really sold there is probably because it is the cheapest food to produce. And then fried dough
with powdered sugar,
and then just sprinkle a little sugar on there and give it to them, and then
charge eight bucks,
and it costs you maybe a nickel to make.
And it's so unique to a carnival slash fair. Like, I'd have to Google where to find a funnel cake in the city right now.
100%. I think the closest one that's served daily could be, maybe other than Sox Park, Six Flags and Gurnee.
Probably.
Yeah, and that, you know,
or
that
whatever street fest is going on in the neighborhood that particular day, like now, all summer long.
I should ask Marty though, is an East Coast guy. Like, do you guys have funnel cake stands on the corner and stuff, or like, what's your exposure access to funnel cake?
I feel like Jersey Shore would probably just have them everywhere.
Jersey Shore has them on, like, we got one on the Jersey Shore last time. But, yeah, you can't find it anywhere besides, like, a boardwalk or something. Mm-hmm. And you got to watch out. If it's windy, that powder can go all over you, and you got it all over you the entire time.
Yeah, if you're wearing black, too, you can't get a funnel cake.
That's tough. Yeah. It'd be crazy, Ed.
Yeah, that powdered sugar all over.
Okay, so the cleanup's a little tough, but I think we're in the sweet spot of the atmosphere. And as a food, it's like one of those things you're in the carnival, like, yeah, you're getting a funnel cake.
I had five foods on my list. That was one of them. I mean, funnel cake is an A1 food pick. So good pick. All right, it's to me. Mm-hmm. I guess I'm going to go miscellaneous here. And just because I think this is such a part of the carnival experience, and it's the fucking carnies.
God damn it, Ed.
That was what Dave wanted the overall.
Did he?
Yeah.
Dude, it's the carnies. Like, you know, like, when they come into town, like, you tell, like, you say, hey, the carnival's coming. Like, make sure everybody locks their doors in the neighborhood. You know, like, there was, like, they're creatures, you know?
They are.
They're creatures.
I mean, they more than likely have a meth addiction. a tat sleeve with, like, a snake wrapped around a blade with blood dripping off it on their arm.
I mean, they're gypsies. They're modern-day gypsies. That's what they are.
Yeah, they like sleep in them, like the games they're working.
They travel around, yeah.
The funniest carny in fiction would be Stifler in Old School he's got the donkeys. Yeah. I do like a good carny, good mullet. Do you have any plans to interview one, Ed? I think that would be great if you could sit down with like two generations of carnies.
Hey, you know what's coming up?
This would be another one where you need like White Sox Dave. When we had Tommy Tickets, Dave stuck around to make sure everything was okay.
Yeah, honestly, that guy came in the scalper, and I was like, Dave, I might need you. This guy
as backup. So Dave was just standing at the door.
Hey, the first, I believe it's the first week of August every year, the St. Helens Carnival.
Yeah.
At your old man's stomping ground.
Yeah, I've always wanted to do it.
That was so fucking annoying. I lived on Augusta, and you could see the fucking rides and flashing lights and shit right outside my bedroom window until 9 p.m. every single night.
Yeah, it'd be a tough sleeping environment. That's really all I got. The carny, like, I appreciate a good one, though. It's like a dealer. They're like a step. Like, they're just a really trashy casino dealer, if you think about it, right?
Yeah, or a casino dealer that got fired.
A more liberated casino dealer in some
And they could respects. Taunt you. Like, they could do whatever they
That's
want.
That's what I'm saying, dude. They're mean to you. They're, like, taunt you in, like, hey, you got a shitty arm. Come over here. Yeah. You're like, oh, fuck you. I'm going to spend $100 on it now.
I remember I was at the Six Flags in Gurnee one time. We were on the eighth grade trip, and there was this the carnival guy was like, oh, where are you from? Or he asked me where I was from. I'm from St. Charles. He goes, well, I've been to St. Charles. And he did not look like he was like a St. Charles guy. I'm like, oh, like where are you from? He goes, I spent 4 years in the boys' home. There used to be like a juvenile correction center, and he got out of that and went right into the carny life. And I was like, oh,
well,
shit.
I hope he's doing all right.
My guess is that he's not.
If you know a carny, reach out. I'd love to have him on the show. The carnies is my second, is my first pick, second overall.
They deserve to tell their side of the story.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm saying, I think.
White Sox, Dave.
So you said in the beginning that for the games, you just rifle through money and you never win. My game that is personal to me is the Shoot the Star game. I have spent so much fucking money on that, and I have never won. And the next time I'm near a carnival, I'll probably spend another.
I don't think I know the
shit. Is this the it's water? A phenomenal.
You
game.
Take the BB gun. It's got the chain, so you can't go on a fucking shooting spree. And then you got to shoot the star out. But it's tied down to the table.
Is that what's stopping you from the shooting spree at a carnival? Is the chain no. on the BB gun?
It's stopping other people. Maybe one of the carny psychopaths that just got out of fucking doing 8 to 10 for armed robbery themselves.
This guy says gonna strap on it so you can't go on a shooting spree.
Well, that's what it's there for. And can we talk about the fucking Shoot the Star game?
Yeah,
we are.
Sorry. You're an idiot.
You got to shoot the little red star out, and you got to shoot every ounce of the red part. Otherwise, you don't win. And you always get, just a sliver of that fucking star. And you're like, here's $2 more. Give it to me. And they fill in they take, a little stick of BBs, load it into the BB gun. That's an automatic BB gun. It's the only time I've ever seen an automatic BB gun. And you just sit there trying to shoot that fucking red star.
I love the game. I know your frustration. I think that you could have gotten that later, but I do love this game. Marty, do they have that game?
They have it all over the boardwalk in Jersey. I've spent a ton of money on that.
I'll be honest, I don't really know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, you don't know? It's like the paper.
You were just in Seaside Heights, weren't you?
It's a BB gun, dude. You got to shoot out the star.
What we do, the one everyone else does is the water gun.
Don't say.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's unbelievable.
All right, the dumb brain off White Sox Dave. I mean, he's a full length ahead.
Yeah.
I'm pulling away. We're just getting to the first turn.
Marty's pulled up lame. They're gonna have to put him down on the track. That's how bad.
Yeah,
he's
they're gonna
doing
have
the brain
to
off.
Send you to the glue factory, Marty.
So I'm reading here. The strategy is you have to shoot a
around
circle
it.
Closely around
yes,
it.
Yes, around it. And I always try. And they make it so the aim is just a hair off. So you gotta compensate for the aim.
It's like a bad steering wheel.
Yeah, exactly.
I have never seen this.
How
really?
Have you ever been to a carnival?
I have many.
So you don't know what Dave's talking about when he's.
I mean, I've Googled it.
It's chained down, so you can't go on a shooting spree.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I've seen seen other target games, but I haven't seen this Shoot the Star specifically.
Do you see a picture of the gun they use?
Yeah,
it legitimately looks like a Call of Duty submachine
yes,
gun,
no, it's,
like a World War II fucking
yeah,
rifle.
Yeah.
Is it called Shoot the Star though?
Yeah,
are you
Shoot
sure
the Star.
That?
That's what I've always called it. Shoot the Star.
Yeah, it's called Shoot Out the Star. I mean, this is going to look horrible. Thank God we have pictures. If this is the old graphic and it just said Shoot the Star Out.
Shoot out the Star. All right. I'm surprised you didn't pick something more aggressive. I got to be honest with you.
I got a couple things up my hopper. Don't worry about
it. It's not aggressive enough?
Well, that's too stationary for Dave. You know what I mean? It only requires one finger. Like White Sox Dave likes to do the crow hop and get the body involved. I thought it'd be a more
active game.
Yeah.
It's called kinesthetics, Ed.
Thank you.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
All right, Marty, you're up.
All right, so every time I have never left the carnival without one, so I'm going with fried Oreos. I have to go with fried Oreos.
Oh, yes.
Every single time I go, I make sure I get it. So,
and Carl that's sounded like he was about to come when you said that.
Because it's such a great carnival food, and it's only available in these environments. It's one of those things where it's like, why isn't this on the menu at a late night food place? Like, how hard could it be to just deep fry Oreos
just
and
throw
why
it in
so
some fucking
good?
Some funnel cake batter. Throw it in the fryer. I gotta say, I've never had a fried Oreo.
It should be on most menus.
Do you seek them out when you get there? How's your process of getting them, or is it you just know you're gonna run into them later?
No, I. That's my first. Like, it's my first order of business. I go see where the stand is, and then I plan out my what games I'm going to play, what rides, and then what time I'm going to go around to the fried Oreos. Because you know you can't go on before the rides and stuff.
No,
right? You barf it out.
No, that's like You work your way towards that.
I mean, fried Oreos, and it was also a thing that those were invented at a fair or carnival.
Oh, really?
I mean, it had to be. Right.
Yes. I mean, so you just made that up.
Well,
I mean,
what do you? That's where you get them at. It's the same thing like a funnel cake. It's one of those things where you really only get them at there. What are you looking? You looking it up?
So it says they only go back to 2004, which shocks me. But it, guess where they were invented? The LA County Fair.
There we go. See, no, that's a good pick.
Unbelievable.
Don't they look delicious?
Yeah, they're good.
That was on my list.
I mean, anything fried is fucking good. Mm.
These fairs really know how to do it.
So if I couldn't get funnel cake, I was going to throw fried Oreo in it, like late round was going to be like a try and be a sleeper. But
I'm surprised you didn't take something else, though. But that's all I'm going to say.
Whoa.
I'm surprised.
I'll take it.
You're up.
Corn dog.
Yeah, I thought Marty was. I'm shocked you didn't take corn dog, Marty.
That was on my list, but I really like I love corn dogs. I had six, but like fried Oreos is my favorite thing in the world. I'm okay with losing out on the corn dog.
Thank you for bringing integrity and drafting with your heart back to this draft.
Yes,
that not is enough true. Of that.
Corn dog is that's a fan favorite. I feel, but fried Oreos deep to me.
I'm having a hard time coming up with like a fourth food. That's why I had to take it there because funnel cake's the number one. I do think corn dog is the number two. I think I can only think of one other.
I think there's
other.
Two more obvious, and I'm really scared because I don't want to get. I didn't want to get stuck with either, and I definitely don't want to get stuck with this other one. And this all the one that I'm thinking of kind of fits White Sox Dave, so I hope he gets it. But regardless, you're right. It's thin. It's thin.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
I'm always trying to figure out what's going on in there, and I don't know what you mean. Eddie's a hard guy to read. Am I wrong, Marty?
He is. I hate when he says he's got things in his head, and I feel like I should know him.
You should. That's incredible value, I think, at five.
I think so, too.
A good fair corn dog is fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. They're so different.
Good. They are different.
They're the ones
they
you heat different. Up from Costco or Sam's Club.
You guys remember Giannis's post? Have anybody seen that now that it's getting circulated? Yeah. He's like, I just discovered America's corn dogs in 2013.
Yeah. We had that, and I just had a smoothie for the first time, too.
God bless
America. Time of the week, yeah.
Yeah. Good pick.
Shitty process.
Do you like corn dogs?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, when in Rome at a carnival, yeah, I'm like absolutely getting one. Like,
I don't think I've had one since I had one at like the Minnesota State Fair in like 2009, but they're good.
They are good.
Yeah.
Really? It's your last corn dog 12 years ago?
I think so. I mean, I don't.
Damn.
I've had them.
You got to get more corn dogs.
You do.
They're not like readily available everywhere.
No, I know.
You can get them like frozen, but
Well, I'm not doing that.
No, I'm not doing that.
The breading's like wet and soft.
Yeah, it's gross.
You don't want that.
Right.
You don't fry it yourself either. You just throw it in the oven or the microwave.
All right, you're up again.
All right, so I guess I'll go with miscellaneous, and I feel like this is not going to play well on the graphic, but whatever. I'm thinking of specifically like Swedish Days growing up. Swedish Days is like a big thing Geneva, which is the next town over, and that was. Like getting, when you're in middle school, just getting dropped off by your parents. Like, so just getting dropped off by your parents, and then you just have like free reign of terror with your buddies just running around. So I'm just going to say getting dropped off or getting dropped off by your parents.
What is it about that car ride that you like about it?
It's not, well, the anticipation, the buzz. So you're meeting your buddies and maybe you have one in the car with you.
It's a little fucking buzz.
Yeah. So getting dropped off at the carnival.
Dave?
I gotta be honest, I love that pick.
I think you could have gotten it in the fifth round. No one else.
Well, my fifth round, I have something for the fifth round.
What could you possibly have? You just took your.
I'm taking the musical act in the fifth round, of course.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
Everybody's showing a lot of cards today.
Well,
Let's just play heads up the rest of the way.
You feel like you just came back and it's just chaos?
There is absolute chaos going in here. I've heard six picks out of order. But I love it. I mean, this is what we're here for. Chief, that's a great pick. It's creative. And I think that's kind of – that. I did have the same feeling I had now when the first time we had a guest on. Who was our first guest?
Rico?
Yeah. And what was we were doing sequels.
Yeah, and he took the Bible.
He took did he take the
New Testament?
The New Testament? Yeah. Did he take World War II?
Correct. Which were both on my list, and I didn't think Rico was going to have it, so I was disappointed, but those were great picks.
That was the first time in Snake Draft history when I was like, "Oh, that's outside the box." And that just rekindled that same feeling, Chief. That was a very good pick. I think that's super creative.
There was nothing like getting, you knew like you were going to fucking.
Yeah, you had that little antsy.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it's just like
you knew you're just probably going to be a little dickhead that day.
Right.
So you're like, you're going to get in some trouble.
Exactly. Yeah. You're 13. You might talk shit to the carnies and then get scared and run away. Like that was the thing that I would always do. And so I love that feeling of just being like the next 4 hours are just for me and my buddies in downtown St. Charles or wherever we were, like, or Geneva. Like, it was great.
And you're just walking up on those lights. I mean, that's like walking into the batter's box. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
The only con I have to it is that I feel like riding your bikes with your boys was a part of it too.
See, that might be a city thing. No one lived close enough to it.
Okay.
The other thing is when you're like, you know, 13, 14, 15 years old, you're allowed to kind of go out on your own a little bit, but not quite yet.
Yeah.
That isn't exclusive to carnivals. Like, you could do that at the movie theater or the mall or whatever, and you get that same kind of feel.
Yep. That's true, Dave.
Dave, that was a point for your brain today.
Thank you.
Man, he's really pulling apart.
I mean, it's not difficult. Look at the kid.
Jesus. You shut the fuck up.
Mush, what was your first age you got to go hang out alone with your friend? So I bet it was like 10. Were you going to carnivals when you were like... Were you going to carnivals when you were like 9, 10 years old with your buddies? Or like...
Bro, I was going until I was like 18. Like, I've been going for long. Always at my church. It was the fucking best. You meet up. I got carnivals are the best.
Yeah, a good church is solid. What year did you start, though, Marty? He asked.
Oh, I started around like probably 10 years old.
Pretty young, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'd say the other church carnivals, like, that is the one thing you could just unite across. I'm going to Greek Orthodox Fest. I'm going to fucking Eastern Orthodox. I'm going to the Lutheran, a little Baptist. Anybody who's throwing a fest, I don't care what the church or the religion is. I'm there. I'm bringing the cash.
Yeah, you're right. Carnivals are the great uniting of religions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Great call. Marty, you're up again.
Again, I don't know. You, first of all, Ed, you make me nervous during these fucking stupid things, and I'm never going to come back. I overthink things.
Well, you're going to be suspended for a long time after this draft, so just make your fucking pick.
You should be suspended. You just literally rigged the last draft.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
I didn't rig shit.
You knew exactly what was going on, but I am...
Onus probandi. Do you speak Latin? Mush?
No, I don't. Don't speak Latin, Dave.
Well,
Google it's actually it. Speaks it anymore. No one speaks it. Tell them that it's an extinct spoken language.
Like
they don't speak it.
Don't they speak it in Catholic churches here and there? Like super Orthodox Catholic churches or some shit.
It's an extinct language, Marty.
What are you intimidated by? What's wrong?
Every word out of my mouth, I'm intimidated by. I feel like that. Every pick is like there's judgment. There's you could have got it later. It's very frustrating, right? It's nerve wracking to be on the show.
Good, that's what we want.
But I'm trying to be like Cheap is my favorite drafter because he stays dear to his heart every time. Like I know Dave Pandas, even though he's just too dumb. You know, like he always.
How do you figure that? Like I actively avoid taking the chalk picks every single week.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You think you're not pandering because, like, oh, this is what everyone likes, but you don't know what everyone likes. You know what I mean?
You don't think I got a grasp on pop culture? I know exactly what everybody likes. I'm balls deep in pop culture.
Oh, man. This world. You're in your own world every time.
All right, Marty, it's your pick.
I'm going... I love it every time. I'm going with the swings. I love the swings.
So like the carousel swing?
The fucking swings.
The ones that have like the 30-foot chains?
There's like 80 swings on it.
You're actually pretty high up, and if one of those chains got loose, you're dead. You're dead?
Yeah.
What's the proper name, though?
It's
not just swings, right?
Yeah, I would call it a swing.
We're going to have visuals for this, right? Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know what else you would call it besides a swings.
Yeah, I got it.
Like a carousel swing. I don't know.
I've never heard that before, but
it's kind of, it's like it goes in circle.
It is kind of like a carousel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Is that what you would call it?
I just called it the swinger ride. That's what I always called
it. It's called the crazy wave swinger ride. The swing ride. Yeah, it's just, it's called swing ride or chair swing ride.
The chair swing ride.
Yeah.
You know what? Surprisingly, good pick, Marty.
Why is that surprising?
Well, I mean, the guy, he's like, you could tell he's like nervous. He's on and tilt. Like, he's worried he's about full his tilt. Pick.
He tried to filibuster before even making that pick.
I know.
He's not, he doesn't have the mental aptitude to filibuster. He was just talking to talk right there.
What the fuck are you saying?
I mean, everybody else very, very, very easily understood what I said. I didn't even stutter there, and I usually always stutter.
What do you like about the swings, Marty?
I love the rush, man. The wind in your face. And I love that you can actually, like, swing yourself on there, too, to make it a little more intimidating.
So, yes. All the carnival rides have an element of danger to them because, you know, like,
who knows when
they
the
don't take good care of those right. things. And,
like that sucking screw might be loose. Someone, it might be rusted out.
By the end of the tour, they're trying to have less than 3 deaths. I think that's their goal. The swings are the only one that don't have like the big puke factor, which I think is a good reason to draft them.
Yes. Yeah, that's what you don't want. The ones that
but
are puke.
But and here's like, the thing.
The best thing about the swings, there's no seatbelt. It's just like one bar.
They pull down, right?
Yeah,
yeah. It's not doing shit. Yeah,
yeah, you're right. And it just, but Marty, it goes Marty, up the Marty, chain link.
You're going so fast and around that carousel or circle so quickly that centripetal force kicks in. You know what centripetal force is? No, you don't. Ed, can you chalk up?
Are you trying to explain what force is to me?
Yeah, didn't you ever take a fucking physics class, you moron?
Yeah, I took physics. I took it to go to fucking Six Flags.
Then that's you should know it. All right, so you went to Six Flags with your 8th grade physics class. You should know what centripetal force is.
Isn't that like with gravity?
What'd you call it?
Centripetal force.
I think that's centrifugal force.
Centrifugal.
Centripetal force.
Centrifugal.
Trifugal.
I was directionally correct. You know what I was getting at. I still get a point for Eddie. Do I get a point in the brain off?
You get a point in the brain off.
Thank you.
Do you view, is this a worthy first round ride?
Second.
I would say it's ride, number
first,
two ride.
First ride overall, sorry.
Yeah, no, maybe. Because it is unique to Carnival. They are at Six Flags. These are popular at Six Flags.
Yeah, they're at most amusement parks. Carnivals are meant for little kids. It's like right on the edge of a little kid ride.
I'm surprised that Carnies, who we have, you know, again, without hearing their side of the story, it seems like society has just generally dubbed them as a risky population, and then we give them like the riskiest amusement rides. Like, I don't know how they're like how they get the check to sign off. Like, who signs off on them being able to operate a 30-foot wave runner swing ride?
What's the permit process?
Exactly. Yeah. Like, do they even have the insurance off it?
Dude, not even making jokes. And like, this is very serious. But I don't know if you've ever seen the video from the Ohio State Fair a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. It's like the scariest video of all time. Like, a ride comes apart.
Yeah.
But
we
say there's one let just happen like a couple, like a month ago.
Did it?
Yeah, it's like a viral video on TikTok. I won't say the ride.
Oh, that happened. Yeah, but there's one that happened in 2017.
Yeah, it's bad.
I feel like we've talked about it on the show. Maybe.
We talked about it on Chicago radio. On
somebody. Oh yeah, yeah.
Somebody
yeah.
fucking.
It was bad.
Yeah.
To be fair, I think it's worthy of a first overall ride. I think it's iconic. The swing.
I don't think it. I don't know.
I don't know about iconic, but it's certainly
everyone's gone on it though. Like this is a ride. Like yes, it's intermediate. Like even if you're a pussy and you're afraid of rides, like you're going on this.
Yeah, this is the cheap ride.
Yeah,
yeah. You don't like roller coasters?
I'm fine with roller coasters at Six Flags. I actually like them at Six Flags. I will not set foot on something like one of the bigger contraptions at a fair anymore.
Okay. Well, I think that like the whole part of a carnival, part of the like aura of a carnival is the feeling that you might die on one of the rides. Like that goes into the rush a little bit, knowing in the back of your head that this thing might just fucking you might fly off and just like launch 300 yards down the road out of the church parking lot.
You might be confusing carnivals with extreme sports, Dave.
Yeah. Skydiving.
I mean, going to a carnival pretty much is an extreme sport if you think about it. I mean, you're eating enough food to make your heart pop.
The fact that we don't have a carnival vertical is, you know, we don't have like a guy doing carnivals.
I think we would clean up.
Who would be the guy for that?
I mean,
I feel like it's Frank and somebody.
I think Ronan Chaps would be funny.
Well, carnival guys?
Yeah.
All right, the chair swing ride is off the board. White Sox, Dave, you're up.
See, I think this is the absolute clear-cut number one ride, and it's a pirate ship ride. Where you just swing back and forth, and it's the tallest ride usually, so you could see it first, and it's got all the sparkly lights and everything. You get on there, and you get to the peak when it's about to go back the other way, and you're like looking straight down at a 90-degree angle, and you're like hanging on for dear life.
You're suspended in midair.
Yeah, you're for like a split second. Yeah. You're like just hanging there.
Would you wait in line longer to be the last cart or the last rope? You know what I mean?
Yeah. It was like always fun because it's more extreme on the ends of the pirate ship.
Yes.
I think that is the by far and away number one ride.
What's the name of it?
The pirate ship ride.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, I would just call it the pirate ship.
Yeah.
They all have their like wacky names, but no one ever uses them.
What do you say?
Like I think you're right. It's like I think it's like number one, number two ride. But some people are like terrified of that ride.
Dude, Chief was talking about how your pick, like it's got the non puke factor. I think, like I said, part of going to a carnival is the whole experience is that you might
want
to
puke.
It's not that you want to puke. It's that you might puke.
You want to risk puke.
Yeah, okay. You're towing that line. And it just gives you that fucking pitting feeling in your stomach when you're on the way down and you can't wait to get off it, and it's, you know, I love it.
Okay.
That's it.
Pirate ship ride deserves to be picked. It deserved to be picked.
For sure.
I like the real lit up, like Dave's talking about. Like, it looks like a
the LED fucking, lights, and half of them are all burnt out anyways.
Now, do you need a very macho pirate on the pirate ship?
I like a macho carny. Like dressing the part, you know, letting people on.
That's the first ride you hear when you walk. You hear the
scream and the screams.
Yeah,
you hear the screams.
That's a feeling.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Thank you for that. Actually, that's more points to why the pirate ship ride is the number one ride at a carnival.
I'm shocked you didn't take a different one though.
A ride?
Yeah. Steve, this is
I have a ride.
I mean, there's...
What do you mean?
I'm going to take it now, actually. But this is Dave. Well, fuck, I'm between two rides. I'm going to take the most iconic one. I take it back. Marty's was not the most iconic.
There's one more iconic one.
It's the fucking Ferris wheel. Yeah. And that's my pick.
It's also the lamest one, though.
Sure, it's lame, but... What'd you say?
Awful pick.
I think it's awful too.
No, there's some good reasons here,
and this is why. Tell him why I'm surprised Dave didn't take it.
Yeah, because this is
horny.
Yeah, this is where young teenagers' fingers can like find some puss. Like you can.
I don't feel like there's a Ferris wheel at a lot of carnivals,
bro. Oh, definitely.
There's a Ferris wheel at every single one.
Yeah.
I mean, the one I'm most familiar with is the St. Helens one. They didn't ever have a.
But that's a little different. I mean, that's just St. Helens. It's in the middle of Augusta. That's not, you know, I think that's about as cheap as a car. Not cheap, but as low budget as a carnival is going to get with the rides.
Of course, yeah.
cheap. You're right. But, you know, why did I say that? Because it's St. Helens. I don't want to be disrespectful to, you know.
Yeah, see, that's right. That's why I'm surprised you didn't take it.
I mean, it's you bring up good points. Like, I can safely say I have never... gotten any action whatsoever on a Ferris wheel.
See, this is like, I know it's a thing, and I feel like it's like it pops up on social media too, like the silhouette of the girl like giving a guy a blowjob on the on the Ferris wheel. But I didn't grow until I was 17, so I wasn't by that age. Like, I'm not going on Ferris wheels. I'm certainly not getting blowjobs.
Hope not.
Yeah. So I know it's a thing, but it just never resonated for me.
I think it's an illusion that anything happens on a Ferris wheel. Like, I don't think anyone actually really gets puss on a Ferris wheel.
I feel like the big ones, like that big one, the Eye of London, or that one, or the Navy Pier one here in Chicago. I feel like because it's so big and it takes a long time to get around, that you feel like secure enough. But this is just in my head. Maybe this is something like it's like an uncharted territory for me that I need to explore. But
we're not talking about like hardcore blowjobs. I'm just talking about like getting a
It's the other one that's what's
little heavy petting.
No, yeah. At the music festival, I feel like you always see it at what's the one in California?
Coachella?
Coachella. They always have a big Ferris wheel there. That's the ones that go viral on social media.
Oh, right? Like I mean, that's Coachella. They're probably all fucking on Molly and everything.
Yeah.
You're honestly going to sit here and tell me you never cracked the knuckles and just fucking went deep?
Yes. I wish I had a story for you. I got nothing. But Ferris wheels are so fucking boring that I don't need, like, even when I was a kid, I wasn't going on them, I doubt.
But those sausage Ferris wheels. Like, I won't go on them.
Why?
It freaked me out. Like, those things actually freaked me out.
Ferris wheels?
See, yes, that's what I said. Like, you think it's like a pussy ride? At the same time, when you're on those and, like, when it stops and it's, like,
or the shaking wind, the wind's blowing?
Ferris wheel gets a little hairy.
Nah. But not compared to the pirate ride or other ones. Like, you're...
But those aren't controlled. Those are supposed to do that. You know what I mean? Like, when it jerks back, it's... I'm telling you.
Pussy.
And especially the Navy Pier one has a glass floor.
That's sweet, though.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that.
Glass floor.
No. I don't like that. No, thank you. Isn't that, like, the biggest one in the world? Or one of them?
I don't know.
Isn't it? Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. That was my... I took it because I was surprised you didn't take it. I like another ride a lot, too, but I'm happy with the Ferris wheel. It's the most iconic.
There's two more rides, I think, that should be drafted. The fifth one, I think... what has there been? There's been two so far, or three so far. There's two more that should be drafted, I think.
All right. Carl, you're up.
All right. Do you guys know the punching bag game?
Yeah.
In bars?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is like everybody loves that game.
Do it. You do a crow hop.
Do it. Yeah. There is a long-standing original iteration of this game where you measured how hard you could hit something, and it's the fucking sledgehammer or the hammer game.
Oh, yeah.
And I need that baby on the board. I want that. Even you walk by, you're like, how heavy is a sledgehammer? You're like, pick it up for a little. Yeah, fine. Fuck it. Here's $5. I'll do it. And I mean, if you ever want to embarrass yourself as like a 14-year-old around like a crowd of girls or something, be a weak little bitch swinging one of those sledgehammers. But I'll tell you, it's a formative experience. It's a great game. And just like funnel cakes, you're only going to find it at a carnival. It's a very true to the carnival experience.
I feel like it's the most common, like if there's a movie or a show where they're doing like a carnival scene, that's in every shot. Like they just do that. Like I can just picture it, like some old like 50s like timepiece where they're like, hey, like here comes Johnny Muscles to bang the bell, give the stuffed animal to the girl. Like that's like a timeless classic.
You're fucking that night. Like that bell is such a cool noise. Like, yeah, you hit that, and you're like, Carl, you're like, yeah, how heavy is the sledgehammer, huh? Like,
yeah, you just let me pick that up. Well, they just regripped it. Oh yeah, it's it's got good. It's got good weight to it. I think.
Yeah,
I
but it's
probably...
also like a surefire way to look like a pussy.
Yep.
Oh yeah. Oh.
Yeah, if you're a fucking pussy, I would jump up, get that thing behind my back, and get every ounce of my back into that hammer before I hit that bell. Sometimes I would hit it so hard that the little thing that shoots up would just go right through the top.
Well, you can't jump over a piece of loose leaf. You couldn't have done that at all.
Have you seen these fucking delts, you idiot? These lats? How do you think I throw a baseball so hard, you
Carl,
fucking moron?
So when you wrote this down, when we were talking about this, I started laughing when I put sledgehammer again on my list because I thought of the punching bag machine moment in the recreational game draft.
Yeah.
So I'm very happy you took it.
I said, we'll get.
And it's like, that's the thing.
Exactly what I wanted there.
It's objectively, it's not the best game. Not even close
to
it.
But it's so carny.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, but that's the thing. If you're putting your roster together, like it's carny.
It was on my list. If it was there at the end of this round, I was going to take it.
So the other thing I'd say is that probably is the best station for a carny. Right?
Yeah.
To work?
Yeah.
Dude. Because like you just stand there. You're like really just standing there and just handing the sledgehammer. You're not fucking pulling levers. You don't have to go change some fucking oil.
You can also
that thing
roast
probably
people.
Folds up so easily.
You don't
too.
Have to reset shit.
Yeah,
You might have to calibrate it.
Yeah, maybe.
It's right. Also now one of those things where if you're an adult, like, that's a pulled muscle. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not going anywhere near it.
I really want to see Dave do it now.
Next week, St. Helens. I think it's the first week of August every year.
All right, let's go.
We should go scour for some dog walk interviews there.
That'd be fun. Carl, you're up again.
So I think I'll be able to get my miscellaneous later. There's one last key core ride. I'm going to take it, although I would much rather be on the pirate ship. I'd much rather take a stab at the Ferris wheel. I need to throw a carnival. I need to have some name. I'm taking the Tilt-A-Whirl. Give me the Tilt-A-Whirl, and just let's just pack it up and fucking go home.
Yep. I don't think there's really much to say on it.
Tilt-A-Whirl is like the
more centrifugal force.
It's like teacups on steroids.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
I've never done this one.
It's when you're on the wall, right? And it, like, lifts up?
No, that's don't say that name.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. That's a point for me.
Yes. That's a point for...
No, it's that not. One's too... But that one's this too... Is, I don't... That one's too...
Tilt-A-Whirl looks like another... It's like a three-dimensional...
So this is, to me, we'll get to the miscellaneous. There's the ride in the most famous carnival ride in any kind of movie scene for our generation is, like, to me, the closest iteration of Tilt-A-Whirl that's available.
Problem with the Tilt-A-Whirl, it's like Philip Rivers at this point. It was getting by its name towards the end of its career.
Well, I mean, listen to me. I'm 100% in on this, which is why I opened this and say it. I'd much rather be on the pirate ship. I'd much rather be on the Ferris wheel. Yeah, and if I don't have, I know it's a third rounder, but I'm taking
it. It has the name recognition.
Yes, I want the Tilt-A-Whirl.
But the ride itself is not.
Listen, it's not a great fucking ride, okay? We're thin on rides, and I don't like the one that you guys are going to bring up because that one's just too fucking dangerous for me. That one's way too dangerous. Way too dangerous.
That one is crazy.
Yeah, I love that ride.
Which now, Chief is the only one who has to take a ride. He doesn't have to take a ride until the fifth round now.
Well, yeah, I'll probably take it fourth round because I got music in the fifth. But
all right, it's to me. Before I make my pick.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
All right, so I'm up again. So what do I need? I need musical act, game, or food. I'm going to go with game. I mean, the basketball, it's a regular sport, but it's always fun. You can't pass it and not take a shot.
You have to take a shot.
Steph Curry would shoot like 3% on those.
I know.
They bend the rims in. The balls are like super fucking
bouncy.
You
have to get the arc to like the moon so it drops straight in.
Yeah.
I know, and we know that too.
Yeah.
And you still do it, you know?
Yeah. And I always, when we used to do like the Six Flags trips and someone was dribbling around the basketball, because that was always the prize, right? You shoot the ball and then they give you a different basketball as the prize. And then the people who would like be in line for a ride just dribbling, I'm like, fuck, that guy must be like Larry Bird. Like, he's got to be like the greatest basketball player of all time because he knows it. He just dribbles it around the park strutting because he made that shot.
But a big key here, and this is really with any of these games, you got to make sure you do it towards the end of the night. I actually had a buddy who walked.
Carry it.
We walked into the park at Six Flags at 10 a.m. He walked up, he drained three threes, and he had three of the biggest stuffed animals you'll ever see, and he's just lugging this big-ass turtle around his head.
Oh, that's the worst.
3 p.m., Chicago, July, he was sweating his balls off. Mm-hmm. It was tough. Mm-hmm.
That is tough. That's when you just got to give it to a little kid that's 10 years old that can't even shoot, or a nice, voluptuous, big-breasted old blonde chick. Right, Marty?
Volump.
Right, Marty?
You're criminally horny. It's unbelievable.
It's a nice play. What do you want from me?
So basketball. White Sox, Dave, you're up.
Yeah.
So I need food, music, or miscellaneous. I'm going to go food. I'm going to go cotton candy.
Wow.
I hate cotton candy.
I'm so happy you picked that, you loser. That's so bad.
Cotton candy stinks.
How
you get that at a baseball game? You get that anyway. You don't just go to the carnival for cotton candy.
Okay, you can't ride a fucking Ferris wheel? Or let's see, what did you pick?
Not really.
The swings ride's at Six Flags, and it's even a better swings ride, bigger and better.
I could get cotton candy down the block.
It is sold at every single carnival ever. Whether or not you like it, it is absolutely synonymous with carnivals.
You enjoy it?
Not really. But that's not what we're picking. We're not picking necessarily what you enjoy.
Exactly why shit. You have no integrity for this.
That game has nothing to do with it. Like, I don't enjoy the fucking Tilt-A-Whirl, but that's absolutely something that I would have considered drafting. I don't enjoy shooting basketballs on a bent rim, but that's absolutely part of the carnival experience.
See, I like doing that. That's fun.
I actually do like doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get corn dogs at any fucking grocery store on the planet.
Not those ones, though.
You already said earlier that corn dogs are only good at fairs.
No, but that's the point. It's like a win in Rome thing. Like, oh, we're at a, like, it's not.
Yeah, but I think cotton candy at the fair also stinks.
Okay, maybe it does, but it's at every fair.
Sure, but I would never take it. So you're just taking things that you don't even like anymore. So the integrity from this.
But that has nothing. That has nothing to do. No, that's not it. We're taking the most carnival shit.
Do you like? Would you hang out with that carny?
Yes. No, but I like when they're there, because I like to people watch. But exactly. When cotton candy's there, I just walk by.
At a carnival.
But I would not buy it at a carnival.
I wouldn't buy anything hardly. Like, the only reason I would eat any of this shit is because I got extra fucking.
But you enjoy funnel cake. You enjoy a corn dog. You don't enjoy cotton candy.
Nah,
I am upset. You didn't pick the one that I thought you were going to pick.
I don't dislike cotton candy. I just don't particularly like it too much.
Okay,
cotton candy. There's not many things left for you. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you like cotton candy?
No, I think I have two left on my board, and I wouldn't. I mean, no.
I think it's valid. It's a pick that's within the atmosphere and all that stuff.
It's fine where it is.
It's not a pander pick. It's just something that's at every corner.
It's a fair.
Listen,
yeah.
I don't love the Tilt-A-Whirl either, but it's just like that's a good pick.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
All right, Marty, you're up.
All right, this one's gonna. I don't know how it's gonna go over here. I'm gonna go with game. Texas, Oklahoma.
What?
I don't know what it is, but
I mean,
you're trying to take
the because it's at the Texas State Fair. It's at the Cotton Bowl every year.
They play it at the Texas State Fair.
It's not
a game.
That's not a game that you play.
Dave, please handle this, man.
What is he trying to say? I don't even know.
He's trying to take the Red River Shootout.
I don't get it.
It's like, a game played at the Texas State Fair.
But it's not a game that you can play. It's not available to you. You're not running down on kickoff coverage.
You know what?
Chuck up the V, Dave. Chuck up the V.
I'm not going to because it's outside the box.
I will do it. Veto.
Carl?
Veto.
You have been vetoed.
Why don't you veto?
I got to ask the panel first.
Well,
he's like going on record with basically anything.
Yeah, he doesn't like going
on
record. He knows Richie Weber's going to be like, oh, Eddie vetoed. Put a veto up right now.
It was
Ed.
Such a bad pick that
Ed's not a record guy. Ed loves to live in the shadows of the record.
I'm trying to bring him out. I know this is one of his things. Put a veto on the record, Ed. I know you want a veto, which is why you ask other people to do it. Veto. Say it.
This is like playing an extra game when the series is settled in six.
No, I think if we do go to a veto process, all four people do have to cast.
Yeah, and like there are the unanimous vetoes have been.
Well, it's like why were the Suns and the Bucks play Game 7 if the Bucks won the series?
Come on,
Ed. Awful analogy.
Come on.
Why? It's
Come
a game.
On.
It's a game.
I do. I agree with the bet. I think you have to throw up a yes or no.
You have to go on record. Go on record.
Dave didn't.
I did.
He did go on record.
Said no, he said no.
Dave said no.
Now,
Dave,
it's not a majority thing, Marty. It's just two.
It has to be second.
I won't be bullied on the show.
Yeah, well, yeah, I know. I just want to see Ed say something.
Ed doesn't negotiate with terrorists.
Thank you. I would veto that. Yes.
Okay.
It's such
you,
a bad
see,
pick.
See, even that then, you still say I would veto that. You don't even say I veto. Yeah. You say I would veto.
It's conditional.
No, that's not true. That's just the way I decided to word it.
What's your official on the record veto from Ed?
What's your pick?
My pick is going to go back with the games. What I blabbermouthed before, the water into the little hole, and it flies up when the thing just goes back.
Yeah,
up,
that's a good game. What's it called?
The water gun into the hole, fly it up.
Water that's gun into
I've
the
actually,
hole.
Actually, I've only lost one set that game. One time.
Marty, I bet you I could beat you at that game.
Any day of the week, I like won't lose.
Did you? I found out this how they rigged this game.
How do they rig it?
They give like a different slot the water pressure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard. At least.
Why would they? What's the point of doing that?
I don't know.
So you're just adept at picking which water gun has the most water pressure coming out of it. You can just do that by looking at the squirt gun.
I also don't miss the target once ever.
Damn.
You get it right from the jump. That's not right. Not you. I don't you definitely that. Need a second to adjust.
I am unbelievable with the gun.
You need a second to adjust. Everybody does. So you're taking that one, not the balloon one, right? Fuck the balloon one. We heard it this week. It sounds like fucking bad shit's happening. It's so loud.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That one's too much.
Water gun game is a classic.
That's yeah, it's a great one.
Chief, you're up.
So I need a ride and a game. I'll take. For this first round or third round, I'll take the ride, and I'll take bumper cars. So bumper cars, that's one where it's like the only thing about sports. What's your face, Dave? The only thing about sports I miss is hitting people, and because you just can't walk around hitting people out as an adult, even though you would love to. Bumper cars, can yeah, I feel like I haven't done it in a long time, but that gives you that same kind of sensation where you're allowed to just bash somebody for fun. What's your face? You're like,
I mean,
you're perplexed.
I'm perplexed because I don't know if I've ever seen that at a carnival.
What are you talking about?
I could be wrong there, but I look at Carl. You're looking at me. He had a similar face.
They're available at carnivals.
Carnivals, fairs, yeah.
Yeah, they're just the... They're much shittier versions at the carnivals than they are at, like, the fucking batting cages and stuff. Or, like, when you'd have, like, the go-karts would be set up. You know, you'd have, like, the fixed bumper cart place.
Are you guys vetoing this?
No. No, I like the pick. I was actually thinking about bumper cars, but I was like, I don't like putting I like it.
It's at less because the people need to bring the floor. Like, you know, it's not as accessible as you think.
It was at the Kane County Fair. I can promise you that. It's at Swedish
Days. It's there. Don't get me wrong. But so
once we get past availability, I'm sorry, Marty. Go ahead.
I don't fuck with bumper cars.
Why not?
Whiplash and shit. It's dangerous out
there. It is dangerous. Yeah, it is dangerous. You better buckle up. Better be ready. Head on a swivel.
Oh, Jesus.
I think bumper cars is a great pick. I'm surprised it's getting any type of pushback here.
I mean, like...
It's a good once you get out there and you're going, it's good.
Yeah. I think that there was a very, very, very easy one that is just.
I don't like carnival rides in general. This is one that I enjoy.
Okay, so now we all have a ride picked.
You don't want to fucking.
We
enjoy
all have a ride
that.
Picked, right? I don't want to wait till miscellaneous. Maybe, I'm just going to say it. Gravitron's way too dangerous for me. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah, I love.
Which one is that?
That's the one where it goes up and
okay,
down.
Okay, that's
and it spins the shit out of you.
And you could go, that's the one. That's what I thought. Tilt-A-Whirl.
What did you say, Marty?
Don't just pick the Gravitron.
No. We just named it because everybody is a rider. Right?
Okay, I would like the teacups is what we should have gone with. I
hate teacups.
What do you hate about Gravitron?
It's not what you like or not. It's what is more like about the carnival atmosphere.
No.
Hold on. Let's come back. Let's come back to that.
I'm with Dave. I mean,
let's come back to that miscellaneous.
What is Marty? Marty, you had a comment. I'm sorry. I don't think we heard you.
He doesn't do bumper.
The Graviton is fucking that. I wanted to pick that, but like that's like you can't do that once you get a little older. And but the rush of like when you're stuck on that wall and you think you're going to try and get off it to see if you can have any power.
Yeah,
one
you
of the best
try
rushes.
To lift your arms up and everything.
See, I feel like I've
you got the crazy fucks that go upside down.
Yeah, see, I've only ever
those
seen
people
that.
Are nuts.
I've seen that at Six Flags. I don't remember seeing it at a.
Oh, it's at every run.
Really?
Oh yeah. Gravitron. Most of them, I should say.
I feel like bumper cars are more popular or more prevalent than Gravitron.
No.
I wouldn't say so at all. Yeah. I think.
All right. I guess I'm off base.
Bumper cars, what's your next pick?
This is more. This is definitely more of a carnival, and I'm specifically thinking of, like, I don't know if you guys ever experienced this, but where you would have, like, a company picnic. I feel like they're very popular at those. But the dunk tank. You have somebody on, like, a boss or just somebody, and then you just have to get them wet. You just throw that ball, and you hit the little bell. It's almost as satisfying as the sledgehammer thing. And if it is a corporate-type thing, we had a guy who just, like, beamed our boss. This is my first job out of college working for some, like, marketing company. Hit our boss and then just walked off, and we never saw anybody again. So the boss is on the dunk tank. You're supposed to go to the bell. Throws it at the boss. Knocks the boss off the little stool and then just jetted. Never came back to work. That was his last day.
Wow.
So I have
one way to go.
That's quite the way to go. And I don't know if he got fired or if he just quit, but he just never came back. But the dunk tank, I feel like, is a very satisfying carnival game.
It's a good pick.
You got to have softballs. You got to have the 12-inch hard-covered softballs for yep. I just think that's fair.
Does everybody got a game now, too?
Well, hold on. No, let's keep going.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. I pulled Greg. Yeah. That was my mistake.
It's all right. But dunk tank, I feel like you. If we ever do a Black Cyber Monday, I feel like you and Jared, part two, should be accuracy. We should get a dunk tank.
Mm. Eef.
What?
I don't do accuracy yet.
No?
I grip and rip. Ooh. I go up there chucking.
Well, that sounds like Jared would want to do this one, then. Dunk tank off the board. Marty, you're up.
I'm going to go miscellaneous. I'm going to go accusing the carnies for cheating in the games.
Great pick. Marty, that might be the best pick in the history of your two snake drafts.
Definitely.
That was you. I was waiting for that one. That's nothing better than yelling at a 14-year-old kid or a 17-year-old kid that there's magnets or something that's going on in the game.
The water pressure in this gun doesn't work.
Yes.
Speaking of which, this weekend of the short, Spider was just giving it to these carnies. He was like fucking
going in on that kid, dude. Like first name and all, videotaping him, being like, "You're a fucking cheater."
Like he was looping out, like, kicking dirt on the plate. He was going in on it. It was so funny.
I kind of feel like you guys have an unfair advantage since carnival stuff is like so prevalent in your mind. Although Marty isn't dead last year, so
that's a great pick, Martin.
That
great
is
pick,
very good pick,
good pick. One more down on the duck tank. It's always disgusting how the water looks at the end of that.
Oh yeah,
it's like
gross,
mud. Gross, yeah,
gross, ugh. Gross. That's got to be one of the most unsanitary things that we do as an American society is the dunk tank.
The dunk tank.
You don't think they put a little chlorine
tablet? Yeah. No, I don't.
I don't think so,
but they should.
What do you think? Worse. What do you think is worse, that or the wave pool at like Swish Splash at like at water parks?
Have you ever seen the videos of the ones in China
where it's just like an actual typhoon and like tidal wave?
Well, and they also just like every square inch of
it's just overcrowded.
It's just like they're like they have to have like multiple drownings in those things like all the time.
It's just, hard. It's hard to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good pick, Marty. But the dunk tank's grosser.
Yeah.
White Sox, Dave.
All right. I'm going to go miscellaneous, and I'm going to go the smell of fried food when you walk into the park. It's like when you walk into Sox Park, you can smell the onions. When you walk into
What about just the smell? Is that what you're looking for?
You want the fried food? It's specific. That's what the smell is.
So you're taking the funnel cake smell?
It's not just corn dogs is fried. The fried Oreos is fried.
So the fryers.
Yeah, smell the fried food.
Okay.
The aroma.
It is an aroma. I love that smell.
It's definitely an aroma.
Mm-hmm. Is it a candle? So does a Yankee candle have a fragrance for that?
They should if they don't.
Carny.
Carnival food?
Can we make candles and sell them? Just carny? And it'll be the smell of like super used grease and dough.
I like it. Smell of fried food, White Sox Dave. Everybody likes it. People don't. No.
Yeah, that's a good pick. But it's almost like the reason I asked if it was like the funnel cake is I feel like that is to me that's the smell. It's you smell the funnel cake more than the corn dogs or the other fried stuff.
It's the fryer.
I know, but it is like if you were going to be like, oh, this is the more intense version of whatever I'm smelling in the air. It's the funnel cake.
Maybe.
And that.
But you're using all the same dough for that shit.
What'd you say, Marty?
You don't think
I would use another scent.
Another scent? All right.
Scent. Is it scent or scent?
Scent.
Scent.
All right. No, you guys are all wrong. A scent.
A scent? No, a scent is a six, the sixth sense. No. Ed? I mean, it's unbelievable.
I'm not talking about a smell. Ed. I'm not talking about a smell.
Oh, what are you talking about? Saying
you're like the five senses.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
Oh, Ed? Okay, yes.
This brain, this dumb brain off is becoming a massacre. A massacre for a guy who was talking about a chain down gun earlier.
I ain't seen a beating like this since someone stuck a banana down my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Don't lose it over that.
I'm sorry.
No,
I'm not.
It's not my line, though. It's Cousin Eddie's.
I'm laughing at the previous comment. I know he loves that line. All right, Spanny, musical act or food? I got to go food here.
Take it.
I don't want to, but when you get to it, and it's really one of the only times I like want to have this beverage, and they fucking hit you with a full court press on it, it's the lemonade. It's you can't walk 2 feet without seeing a lemonade sign. And
you see the little like filter things with all the lemonade trickling down.
Exactly. Yeah. And the plastic, whatever, the cup they give it to you in is always nice. It's got the bendy straw. You can cap it up, stick the straw into the hole. The lemonade shake up is my pick.
Mm-hmm. Those are very good. I think they have those at Arlington too, or like close to that.
They do.
Where they have like really fresh. Is there anyone thinking about where it's like a lemonade stand where they've got the lemonades, they're cut in half, you know, like
they don't use actual lemonades at the, no, they go the cheapest, it's like imitation lemon flavor.
Yeah, but they still fucking cut the lemon in half and give you half a lemon.
Do they?
I think so. I think you're right. Yeah.
Which is a nice touch.
Mm-hmm.
It is a nice touch.
They do that. But you know what I mean? There's not like behind what? Like this is probably even over any food, this is advertised more.
Yeah, it's the number one beverage.
Yes.
For sure. And it is, yeah, it's a top food item. Someone explained to me, Chief brought this up with funnel cake. Now I'm just thinking about carnivals like this. Now, the margins on lemonade just have to be
through the roof.
That's probably why they market it so much.
Yeah. $3.95 for a large probably costs them maybe 10 cents to make it.
Yeah. 5 cents for the cup, and then, 5 cents for ingredients.
Maybe.
And to be fair, they do a good job of marketing it.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's
fresh lemonade.
It is.
Do I want a lemonade? It's like
the shake use up. A good lemonade.
Hey, yeah. When you guys would hit up the carnival in high school, would you get a lemonade? And, you know, throw some of that water bottle vodka in there.
That was always a good move.
You had to. And then by the time you were done, you were just completely fucking sloshed.
Well, I mean, we're very responsible.
Yeah.
So.
Lemonade shake up off the board. Carl, you're up. You need a miscellaneous and a musical group.
Okay, miscellaneous. This is, you're just like walking around the carnival, and then maybe you go from like the food station or you come out of the porta potty. In the middle, though, there's these kiosks. I don't know if this is going to play well on the graphic, but the kiosks where you can put the quarters in and then they like sweep the quarters.
The quarter game?
Yeah, like the quarter game.
Is that that's your miscellaneous?
Yeah.
Is that a game?
Nah, I thought games would be administered by carnies. I thought that was like, you know, you win a prize and stuff.
You bring up a good point. I think that could be fair.
Hmm.
What do you think?
I don't really know what you're talking about, so I can't veto.
You remember you put the quarter in and it just sweeps the quarters and they like fall down to you? You never played that?
I know what you're talking about.
Probably vaguely, but.
I think
what's it called? Just a quarter game?
Right? I don't know.
I know what you're talking about. You gotta like put.
Would you say it's a lot?
That's
or
more
no?
like an arcade game. I feel like you can. Yeah. They're at Dave and Buster's and shit.
Didn't I just say that?
Did you?
Yeah.
I couldn't hear. There's like a clash when you talk sometimes here.
All right.
What do you think? I think, if you want to take the quarter game, I'm fine with it.
I mean, there's another thing. I got a couple things. I could go miscellaneous with emotions if you guys don't want me to have two games on there. I didn't see it as like the way we talk about games, like you win a prize and all that stuff. Like,
I'm not vetoing it. Like,
I think I would.
I'm not vetoing.
I think it's
dumping quarters into a machine.
I love that game. I'm a sucker for that game.
Sometimes, or maybe like playing that game.
Sometimes
like,
I'll put a 20 on top and you like just try to get the 20. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. No, I've.
It says bigot like a Cracker Barrel.
And then sometimes.
Oh, okay. Then I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's fine.
You don't seem thrilled anymore.
I love the pick. I would have appreciated better banter about that pick because I've lost so much money on that game. And it's like, to me, St. Catherine's Carnival, I from maybe like 2001 to 2000. Yeah, like 1999 to 2001, I probably lost $100 playing the quarter game.
It's a great game. I play it.
Now that I think about it, do you guys want to get into the carny business?
Nope.
Because I feel like there's just great margins here.
Pass.
Oh, great, you mean margins. Get into it like...
Like run a carnival.
Run a carnival, yeah. And we can use it to, like, you know, mean, money launder and all that stuff.
Don't act like this is one of Ed's great callings, is to be fucking ringleader of a whole army of carnies.
I think it is... Like, you said it perfectly. Like, that is...
Let's do it.
I'm just picturing Ed being, like, in charge of HR at a carnival.
Yeah.
Like, all these people coming in.
So what do you mean he fucking...
What do you mean he stabbed you? Like, what do you mean?
All right, don't do it again.
I mean, be honest. You're the bearded lady. The stuff's going to happen.
I'll do it, Dave. I get to call the shots, and you got to go out there and entertain the people.
Hey, I think that's a perfect... delineation of powers.
He just made you a carny.
I would be a great carny. Okay. I don't. I how is that an insult?
Have you met a carny?
I don't want to say it. I'll probably get in trouble. But
say it.
I got a cousin who married a carny, and he's every bit as fucked up as you can imagine.
That's great. What's his name?
What is his name? It's been a minute. But he's not all there. Let's just say that.
Okay.
All right. Quarter game off the board.
Before the draft.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, to me, that's a classic. I don't know that. And sorry, you guys don't know it more from. Or I think that was classic. But
all right, who's the musical act? Finally, we're gonna run it down here.
It's on you, Ed.
Oh no, it's Carl. All right, this will be interesting. We'll see how this gets received. I'm taking a band where the lead singer went to my high school.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're saying.
I have
yeah.
to do it.
Hey, I think it's a good pick.
I'm taking REO Speedwagon.
Yeah, REO. They're at every fucking fair on earth. And they're at Ribfest.
Yeah, picture them playing Roll with the Changes.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome live. They're awesome live.
Perfect festival county.
Yep.
Fucking.
They were fucking huge in the 80s.
Yeah, they're a
they
big band.
Are
I didn't know that they were
awesome live.
They're still ticking around.
They are. I've seen them like three times at Naperville Rip Fest.
What's wrong, Ed?
I think it's good. Yeah.
Do you know any of their work?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good.
You're right. I mean, that's it. That's
it's time for me to fly.
But you're right. It's like, who knows how any of these are going to go over? Because
can you play the opening piano to
yes?
What's it called?
Roll with the Changes.
Roll with the Changes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to play that before high school basketball.
I love it.
In the pep band.
All right, REO Speedwagon off the board. Cross off your list, Dave.
It would have absolutely been on there.
It's good. Good pick.
Yeah.
All right, I'm up. I need a musical act. Like I said, I think of a band like who had like one or two good songs was super popular, and it's like, oh.
Please don't do it.
I know that band. Why?
I think I know who you're going to take, but I want them so bad. Go.
It's probably not going to be it. I'm kind of way outside the box, I think. I'm going to take Puddle of Mud.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
she fucking hates me. Yeah.
Trust, she fucking hates me. La 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 la. You know I tried so hard, but
that's Puddle of Mud, right?
Yes, exactly.
Like I have.
You're like, hey, you want to go see Puddle? Oh, I don't really know anything. They say, dude, she fucking hates me. It's like, oh yeah, I'll go see them. Like, yeah, sure.
And then you'll stand there for an hour waiting for them to play yeah. She fucking hates me, and then go absolutely bonkers when they do.
Exactly.
That's
you
a
like
good
that one?
One? That's a good one. That's
I didn't know
one.
That they there's. I completely forgot they existed. I didn't know they were doing that shit.
I mean,
still.
I didn't know that they were doing that shit still either.
Oh yeah, and like the lead singer gets like locked up all the time.
Oh,
like, he's like at these things, he like fights people and shit.
Hey, Trouble in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Puddle of Mud lead singer.
Yeah, Blurry is a good song too that they sing too. By the way, regardless, Puddle of Mud is my pick. White Sox, Dave, you're up.
We all just have music, right?
Yeah.
I'm going with Smash Mouth. I'm looking at their tour right now.
Oh, damn.
So they, I wanted to see them down in, like, so I was yucking it up with them on Twitter. This is two summers ago. I'm like, hey, when you guys coming to Chicago? And they're like, we're not coming to Chicago. We're going to Peoria this year. I looked it up. It was like the Peoria River Days or whatever. And I'm looking up their tour right now. They're in Minnesota, down by the riverside. River Rhythms in Albany, Oregon, in August. In Florida, Brazilian Festival. And September 24th, they're going to Rock the Lake in McHenry, Illinois, which I can guarantee you, we've all been to Rock the Lake without ever having actually been to Rock the Lake. It's the exact same little fucking town fair that everybody's been to their entire lives. So I'm going to Smash Mouth. I mean, and
one of my favorite picks I think you've ever had on draft.
They've had a million fucking hits. They were, I mean, fucking, like, they were one of the bands of the 90s with Shrek and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're playing county fairs.
Very active on Twitter, too, I feel like.
Yeah, they're big stoolies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great pick. That's a very good pick. Yeah, I didn't think you had that in you.
That's exactly what I was, when Ed was explaining music, I was like, that the feeling you just elicited was exactly what I was hoping.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've had three good ones so far. We'll see how Marty Chief end us up.
Well, now,
Marty, you're up.
I'm fucked. Like, I only listen to four songs. I have four songs I play over and over until I get sick of one and switch one out.
What
I don't know. Right now, it's a Juice WRLD song, The Climb, Good For You, and Stay. It's literally the four I listen to.
Stay as in
Florida Georgia Line?
Kid Roy and Justin Bieber.
Okay. I mean, but, is this about a carnival?
I don't know.
No, you missed. I asked some questions. So what's your song, man? What's your musical act?
So, I don't know why this is popping up in my head, and this could be so bad, but I'm going to go with the Beach Boys.
No.
I mean,
veto.
I'm not
going to. No, I saw the Beach Boys at a black tie event when I was. I shouldn't say black tie, but it was like a big charity event that I got dragged to.
I feel like you should have to take Beach Boys cover band.
Yeah, something like that might be at a carnival.
The Beach Boys.
I'm okay with that. I saw that they were playing at a fair this year, so I picked them.
You picked them. What do you?
I'll go with
them. They're still active.
Yeah.
But if you go to Wikipedia, they're listed as active.
They're playing at the Champaign County Fair this year.
All right, that plays then.
Yeah, see?
Champaign County Fair is just
actually
about.
They are playing at the Champaign County Fair tomorrow.
Do you want to go?
Wow.
I can't, but I think I'm going to Milwaukee this week.
Beach Boys are sick, dude. Barbara Ann?
My.
That's really in your wheelhouse, too. That, quartet, the unity, Ed, the harmonization.
You might have failed upwards there, mushy little fucking rat.
That's why I saw they played at a fair. I feel like it's a good pick.
I think the pitch still kind of stinks.
How do these guys do it? 60 fucking years.
Like, what's the point?
Brian Wilson is the pride of St. Charles.
There you go.
He's lived there for 30 years now.
There's a lot of
one of the guys got caught up in the Charles Manson cult.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Jesus, Ed.
I'm just staying
fast. Save it for Friday, buddy.
Sorry. Chief, Mr. Irrelevant, Mrs. Irrelevant, Irrelevant Band.
So when I think of carnival fair music, it's only 90s country bands that come to mind. That is their demographic. It's all those people out in the sticks going to. So I'm thinking specifically
those people. Go ahead.
What that, I mean, that's who goes to the King
those people
that's who goes to the King County Fair. I'm taking Jody Messina. So I feel like I might be the only person on this panel who knows Jody Messina, maybe Ed, but she had maybe six great songs in the 90s. And then now she just plays fairs. And but that's a big time. You talk about heyday country music in the 90s. Jody Messina was it. And now she just does the King County Fair. So Jody Messina is my pick. I don't think that'll play, but I literally saw her at a fair.
Dave?
I mean, that's fine.
Know dick about music, first of all, Carl. You don't know
music.
No, he doesn't.
I know.
He
knows music.
He knows how to play, but he doesn't know
I wouldn't say you don't know. He knows
that.
Dick.
He has said that.
He knows more than me.
I wouldn't say he doesn't know music. Maybe not.
Ed, if I played you.
So it's not necessarily about whether or not I know Joe D. Messina, but I do think it brings up an interesting point because
Dave said, he's like, I'm trying to pick a good carnival. And you're like, I'm trying to take. So, like, your list was only Joe D. Messina, right? Or who else could have been on your list?
Diamond Rio. Like, all those bands, all those country music artists from the 90s.
Billy Ray Cyrus?
Maybe. He was, like, before that. But I'm thinking of, like, that.
I thought like your
Lone,
theme.
Lone Star. Like, all those, like, 90s, early
2000s. Uncle Cracker?
That actually would have been Uncle Cracker. Uncle Cracker. That would have been a good pick. He's probably doing this shit right now.
He probably is, but I don't like Uncle Cracker. He only had that one song with Kenny
follow
Chesney.
Follow me.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Everything yeah. With Kenny right. Chesney. Yeah.
I don't think Kenny was in that, was he? Mm-hmm. No. People alleged that it was about heroin. Do you know that?
What's the song he did with Uncle Cracker and Kenny
Chesney? I followed your theme. I understood. I didn't know her very. I don't know her much. But
you would know if I played it.
All right, but Jody Messina. All right. I'm going to run through here. We'll do some honorable mentions and we'll get out of here. Carl, Funnel Cake, Sledgehammer Game, Tilt-A-Whirl, Quarter Game, REO Speedwagon, Eddie, The Carnies, The Ferris Wheel, Basketball, Lemonade Shake Up, Puddle of Mud, White Sox Dave, Shoot Out the Star, Pirate Ship, Cotton Candy, Smell of Fried Food, Smash Mouth, Marty, Deep Fried Oreo, The Chair Swing Ride, Water Gun Game, Accusing Carnies of Cheating, The Beach Boys, Chief, Corn Dog, Getting Dropped Off by Your Parents, Bumper Cars, Dunk Tank, Jody Messina. Let's start with rides. The only one I had was Gravitron. We covered that. I think the Gravitron is fun, but dangerous and scary, especially for the psychos that would go upside down. Any other rides?
The teacups.
The Trampant, which was what they wrote in the official name Sandlot? Of the thing in the Sandlot.
Yeah.
Which is
That's what I, mm-hmm. What was that called?
The thing's like the Trampant or the Trapin or the.
I feel like I closed my eyes and you could tell me it was the teacups. You can tell me it was the Tilt-A-Whirl. You could tell me it was the swings. Like
you tell me it was a roller coaster, I'd believe it.
Yeah. And like for whatever reason, it's just like I know they're just puking over the side, but I can't picture.
I got Patrick Gorena's number in my phone. Do you want to call him?
Seriously?
Yeah.
Call him right now.
I don't have his number. We did interview on Barstool Radio, though.
We did.
We could probably get him
on.
What
about the Funhouse?
That was my miss. Yeah. If you guys were going to take away Coin Game, I was going to drop Funhouse.
I had that in my miscellaneous.
Yeah,
as
definitely.
Well.
Is Funhouse different than House of Mirrors? House of Mirrors, is there a room of mirrors in a Funhouse?
I think it's all kind of the same.
But there is a House of Mirrors. Though.
Yeah.
What else would be in the Funhouse?
Like a Dracula that like pops up and.
Right. I want to go to a carnival now.
No, it's like the stairs that like go reverse. Oh. You know what I mean? The circle, when you get out of there, you think you're going to get trapped on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Lance also had the potato sack slide.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's really fucking
cool. Yeah, I like that.
Are we talking games now?
Miscellaneous.
I had mullets. I think that's just, I mean, that's right there at Carney's, obviously.
Goldfish prize.
Goldfish prize is good.
Like tank tops.
Dago tees, yeah.
Tank tops. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, overly sized prizes would be a good one for miscellaneous.
Yeah,
that
would have been a great one. Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to. You guys brought up the Dave getting hammered. Underage drinking is a great miscellaneous.
Of course.
But I don't think that is any different than like underage drinking at a park or at a baseball game or anything. But I do feel like Cheap brings up. The carnival was like a liberating experience for a lot of us. I know. Yeah. Like that was a chance to like you got to flex some independence. So anything along those lines is a miscellaneous of
when you get out of school in whatever, June, whatever it was, you circled that date when the carnival was that summer.
You knew
that was a big one. You looked forward to that shit.
Our church wasn't big enough to do a carnival, so we had a parish picnic and it sucked. We had a fucking dunk tank.
What do you say, Martin?
Instead of Dave's like smelling, it's like when you see the lights, that's also like a fantastic feeling.
Yeah, that's a great scene.
The big sign when they change the letters on the sign of the church to announce the fest.
That's a good one. That would be a good
one. Know, Redeemer Fest this weekend and like all that shit.
At games, the balloon dart.
Yeah, I think that I can't believe it went undrafted, but the ring toss.
See, ring I hate toss. Ring toss, but I love the other game I was thinking about taking is where they just let you throw baseballs at a plate and just smash the plate.
The three bottles that are like 13 pounds each and super dense. And
yeah.
a softball can't possibly have right. enough inertia to knock them off the right. thing.
Not enough centrifugal force.
Fucking, it has nothing to do with centrifugal force. We're talking more physics, Marty.
Football.
Oh, I got it.
What's a football?
Like when they got the tires?
Yeah. That,
oh.
There's one at the Jersey Shore that I used to love. This was Ed, don't laugh until I'm done. When Osama bin Laden was in the news a lot, they would dress this guy in a bin Laden costume, and they'd give you a paintball gun and just let you light him the fuck up. I swear to God.
That was a thing?
It'd be this big room and, like, I don't know, 40, 50 feet, like, beyond you. Like, it'd be a guy running in a fucking Osama thing, and you just light him the fuck up with a paintball gun for, like, an entire hopper's worth of paintballs, and then you left. And that was it.
Unbelievable.
And I swear to God.
That was a good game.
Or Saddam Hussein, they did, too.
You're surprised it didn't get drafted. What are you trying to say?
No, I'm just saying it was fun.
I can just picture him giggling as he was playing that.
Come on, you fucking cocksucker, Osama. It's me and you, bitch.
That's why he wishes that the gun wasn't chained out.
The gun wasn't chained out. Can I say the food that I wish you, yeah. that I like wanted you to take? Sure. I wanted you to take the turkey leg.
I was close to taking a turkey leg.
For you? Yeah. In my world, my White Sox Dave hammers a fucking turkey leg, gets his fingers dirty in the Ferris wheel, and just fucking shoots out stars and just has it.
Or bin Laden.
Or bin Laden.
Or bin Laden, yeah.
That's my White Sox Dave at a carnival.
Turkey legs are great.
I don't think I've ever consumed an ounce of meat at a carnival.
Really?
I don't think I have either. I feel like that the only, like, I've had turkey legs at tailgates before. Like, I remember specifically, like, having one at Iowa.
The only time I actually eat turkey, and I'm not talking, like, sliced deli meat turkey, is Thanksgiving, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. That's a good. I like that. I thought you were gonna say corn on the cob, Ed, because you drafted it 1-1 one time. But
yeah, everyone gives me shit about that.
That was worse.
I know we got to wrap up, but I stand by that pick.
Snow cone's another one then too.
Snow cone.
Yeah, slushy snow cone. Yeah,
that's a good one. Any musical acts that people want to get out there? Well, you could go on forever with that.
Yeah,
I had Edwin McCain.
Collective Miss. He plays like weddings now. Yeah, that's how low he's gotten.
Who?
Edwin McCain.
He's saying I'll be one of the best one-hit wonders ever.
Yeah.
James Blunt. I would love to see James Blunt.
That's a great one. That would have been a fucking great pick.
I saw him live in Champaign. Yeah. It was a great concert.
That's a fucking great pick.
He's English, isn't awesome. He?
Beautiful voice.
He's in the day.
He does. Is Five for Fighting doing these two? I thought Five for Fighting was a name that would look good on a board.
They could play a set with James Blunt. Like, they're like the same.
It was a beautiful time.
Mm-hmm.
And then
early 2000s.
Yeah.
Marty, anything else?
No, I feel like I kind of got a little redemption from my rice bowl.
You had a better draft.
You did.
Deep fried Oreos, chair swing ride, water.
Accusing Carney's is a great pick.
Yeah. Accusing, that was probably the best of the 10 picks you've ever made by far.
That's huge. See, that's all I need. I got some. I'm going to take a lot of time off now. This is
well, you're suspended. So, yeah. I guess it's mutual.
Yeah, that's fine. I deserve it. I've been sweating for an hour now. I'm so tired.
Good. All right, Marty, thank you. Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
That's it for today. That's it for this snake draft.
Can I get a final score on the brain off?
You lapped Marty. That was embarrassing by Marty Mush.
I wasn't focused on Dave today. I usually am. I usually have a lot of insults ready to go. Today was just I needed to do a good draft.
You have the same insult every time ready to go. It's the only thing you got in your fucking magazine.
It does make me laugh about every time, though.
It makes me laugh, too. Hey, I got a Peloton now. Find a new slant, you fucking freak.
I have new teeth, you bad fuck.
I'll never forgive you for getting those new teeth.
All right. Give them. That's it. Thanks, everybody. See you tomorrow.